Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to read out of Proverbs, out of the Gospel of John and the Gospel of Matthew. Out of Proverbs, chapter 29, verse 18, says this, "Where there is no vision, the people will perish. The people will cast off restraints and run wild, each to their own way." And then out of John, chapter 14, this is a passage after Jesus' resurrection. Thomas and Jesus have a moment. Thomas said to him, "Lord, we don't know where you're going, so how can we know the way?" And Jesus answered, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." And then again, after his resurrection and before his ascension, we have this moment with Jesus and the 11 disciples who remain. Then the 11 disciples, and this is out of Matthew chapter 28, then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee to the mountain which Jesus had appointed for them. When they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and in earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen." And that's Matthew 28, verse 16 to 20. 27 years ago, the song "Show Me the Way" was released by the musical group Styx, S-T-Y-X. The song was written by Dennis DeYoung, who was the lead vocalist and keyboardist with the group Styx. It was written as a prayer for him during a self-described crisis of personal faith. In Greek mythology, Styx is a god, small g, and also a river that forms a boundary between the earth and the underworld, the domain often called Hades, a place also known by the name of Hell. Dennis DeYoung, a devout Roman Catholic, said that originally he wrote the song also thinking of his son Matthew and as a pseudo-hymn about the struggle that he, Dennis, was going through to keep the faith in a world so filled with hatred. The song then later became identified with the first Gulf War. Listen to some of the words of the song, "Show Me the Way," which DeYoung wrote through his struggles. "Every night I say a prayer in the hope that there's a heaven. And every day I'm more confused as the saints turn into sinners. All the heroes and legends I knew as a child have fallen to idols of clay. And I feel this empty place inside, so afraid that I've lost my faith. Show me the way. Show me the way. And as I drift slowly to sleep, for a moment dreams are sacred. I close my eyes and know there's peace in a world so filled with hatred. Then I wake up each morning and turn on the news to find we've so far to go. And I keep on hoping for a sign, so afraid that I just won't know. Show me the way. Show me the way. Bring me tonight to the mountain and take my confusion away and show me the way." Sadly, sadly, today, just as when those words were written by Dennis DeYoung those many years ago and sung by his rock group Styx, reaching the Billboard Top 10 list, they still ring with a bit too much truth as to the lack of direction, the lack of vision, the sense of hopelessness present in too many corridors and lives in the world around us. I mean, just look around. Drive around wherever you are. Does everyone appear to be headed in a good direction? Or do they even seem certain as to the best direction and vision for their lives? Open your newspaper and you'll find yourself quickly overwhelmed and putting it in the recycle bin. Turn on the television news if you dare, and you'll hear of missiles being fired by North Korea over the sovereign nation of Japan for no reason. Keep watching and you'll hear politicians, the elected leaders of one of the greatest countries ever founded by God, calling each other names you wouldn't dare call anyone, even those you may not like. You see a lack of civility there and around the nation, a lack of the ability to agree to disagree and showing respect for the person you disagree with. You see a continuing divisiveness as society protests and disagrees with each other, trying to decide who to protest, what to protest, how to protest. And we end up still not knowing the way, still confused, still lost. A few years ago, a dear friend of mine, Mark DeMoss, a conservative and founder of a public relations firm representing major faith-based organizations joined hands with a dear friend of his, Lanny Davis, an intellectually honest Democratic consultant, to form a partnership called, quote, the Civility Project, close quote, to help turn down the temperatures within our nation and among our political leaders, and to reinsert a level of civility and respect in our dealings with each other, aimed at together helping this nation and people to a better way. Both men were well known and respected in state and national politics. One of their first acts together was to send a jointly signed letter in a short pledge form to each of the 535 members of Congress, 100 senators, and 435 members of the House of Representatives. They requested each elected office holder to read, consider, sign, and return the pledge as their commitment to do their best to act with civility and respect in all their dealings and interactions with each other. Simple enough. No promise, no guarantee, just do their best. But out of 535 which were sent out, only 3 pledges were signed and returned. Walk around your neighborhood, community, and beyond. We are people, you and me, in the midst of a world of people of all ages who are looking for someone to show them the way. Someone to lead them to the mountaintop. People seeking and searching for a light, looking for some ray of hope in their lives. People everywhere so lost and hurting that they will settle for anything, including whatever it is that numbs their pain and gives them any kind of relief, even though temporary. I might even suggest that perhaps some of us listening today may have been some of those seekers at one time or another, having spent way too many days looking for a way, needing a vision, following a dream, losing our focus, direction, and vision in our lives, leading to a sense of despair at times, and looking everywhere for a light of hope. Every night I say a prayer, DeYoung wrote, in the hope that there's a heaven, and every day I'm more confused as the saints turn into sinners. All the heroes and legends I knew as a child have fallen to idols of clay, and I feel this empty place inside, so afraid that I've lost my way. Show me the way. Show me the way. So where do they look? Where do we look in those moments where we don't know the next steps or the direction? Where do we point others that we love and who need a direction and a vision? Where do we point them to look? Where do we look when we feel empty inside and all those leaders and heroes and legends we've looked up to and followed for direction have proven to be less than we thought they would be? Where do we go when facing the big mountains in our lives and the small? Where do we start when we seem to have no vision for our lives? What direction do we look toward to find the way? What steps do we take to find our dreams again, dreams we once held sacred in our hearts? In a world so filled with hatred and confusion, where do we go to find peace and healing and hope for tomorrow? Let me suggest we look up to the highest roads, the best way that might also lead us to being the example others need. Jesus reminded his disciples in the passage we read a moment ago, I am the way and the truth and the life. That, my friends, is the direction we are to take. He will show us the way. He is the hope for heaven that Dennis DeYoung was searching for during the crisis of faith he was experiencing when he penned those words years ago. Maybe he realized it himself, or maybe someone pointed him in that direction. I hope so. And as Christ was getting ready to ascend into heaven, that's what he reminded us, you and me, that we should be about. Pointing others to the hope of heaven, being those examples to others of Christ in the world, helping to fill the empty places, restoring a vision and bringing light and direction to the confusion in the lives of those around us and throughout the world. As we read earlier in Matthew, Jesus says, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I've commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Hey, we're the ones, and others like us back then, that Dennis DeYoung was looking to help him through his crisis of faith, to help take his confusion away, to point him to the hope of heaven, to show him the way. And Christ reminds us that there are other Dennis DeYoungs out there today, millions and billions, all needing an example they can follow, all needing perhaps us, perhaps you and me, to help them find the vision, the direction, and the hope of heaven through a relationship with Christ. It's very simple, my friends. In so many ways, through so many of our days, Christ says to us, I am the way and the truth and the life, and keeps calling us to follow him. And then he directs you and me, as we read when we began and a minute ago, to go then and make disciples in all the nations, to go to all those others around us, the lost, the lonely, the confused and angry, the heavy laden, those looking for hope and a sign and a direction and hope for their lives, looking for someone to show them the way. Why not us? Why not today? Let me pray for us. Father, I thank you for my friends. I thank you for their lives. I thank you for those moments when they got it, when they understood, when they heard Christ's call in their lives to show others, to follow him, knowing he's the only way, but to show others that way. But we forget. We fall. We get busy. But Lord, there are millions and billions that need a sense of that hope, who need that message, who need Christ. And I pray, Lord, that you would give us the strength and the wisdom and the time that we would find and carve out to be that source of strength and hope for others, to point them to the right way, to show them the way to Christ. Thanks for loving us. Thanks for all you do for us and with us. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.